Here this noon with Ashley from the Awkward Black Nerd podcast. Wait,
Hi.
really? Oh, okay, for a second I was for a second I thought I lost audio, so I was like, oh shoot, did something just happen already?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're looking at the wrong girl. I have no idea how to like navigate Zoom like very well, so I guess it's the blind leading the blind here.
Wait, navigate.
Wait, can you
Hello?
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Hello?
you. Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to Ashley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well,
Okay.
what is going on over there?
Oh, I have no idea. Like I'm fine. Like I'm just sitting here. I have headphones in, so I don't know if that's it. Because I'm doing this on my phone because my Chromebook, like the camera on
Oh,
it.
all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
You know,
because like yeah.
I'll tell you, I've done maybe a couple interviews via phone, Skype, and
Okay.
phone Skype comes out. I mean, it's perfectly fine for anybody because since this is recorded through the computer, it comes out much nicer. But there was one time I tested out recording something through the phone, and the audio came back. I mean, I guess it's not bad, but just not preferable. Not preferable.
Oh, well, because the camera on my Chrome, because I have a Chromebook and a camera on my Chromebook is like horrible. So,
Yeah.
and the mic on that is like terrible. So, I mean,
Yeah.
but you can hear me clearly though, right? Okay.
No, I can. I can. Yeah. And I mean, but you got a podcast on Anchor and Spotify.
Yep.
Yeah.
I started like, yeah, I just started it like late last year.
Okay, so you just started not too long ago. I mean, how's that experience been beginning your podcast? And why do it in the middle of the pandemic? Why not before that?
Well, before that, I was working as a dental assistant, so I really didn't have enough time to. And when the pandemic happened, of course, like a lot of people, I got furloughed, so I was at home and quarantined and like and I had the idea in the back of my mind for like a very long time, but then like it didn't really hit me until closer to the summertime when I was like thinking, hey, maybe I should try it. And then my cousin actually has Anchor and she told me a little bit about it. And I said, huh. And I liked the fact that it was free and it was easy to set up. And I had no idea how I was gonna like I had no idea what the format of my podcast was gonna be. And like the advice I've been getting is just, just go at the top of your head and just don't overplan it too much. Just be yourself. And I did the first episode and then from there I just been just it's still a learning experience for me. So, but I've been having fun doing it so far. And it's just a learning experience and I've like been introduced to like this whole community of other people that are kind of in the same boat where they're just it's a hobby for some people. Some people like enjoy it a lot and I'm just learning little things from everybody that I've come across like online. So
Like, what in specific have you learned?
what have I learned?
Yeah.
I've learned during conversation that you know how like you hear yourself talk, like you record yourself and you hear yourself talk.
Yeah.
I learned that sometimes when I ramble, I say certain things over and over again. So I've learned how to like pace myself a little bit better. And it's gotten me out of my shell a lot because I'm actually very introverted, but I feel like when I do podcasts and stuff, I could kind of be myself and I'm not overthinking things. And it's brought me out of my shell a lot and it's helped me with like anxiety and things like that. So.
That's an interesting perspective. I mean,
Yeah.
that podcasting has helped you with anxiety and all that.
Yeah.
And regarding pacing, I mean, that's an important thing. I mean, I'll say I've heard so many podcasts with varying lengths of time that I don't really
Yeah.
think there's a specified time you need. I mean, if you get advice from some people, they'll say, yeah, I prefer listening to a podcast that are 30 minutes long. I prefer listening to an hour long
Yeah.
for 2 hours. And really, you could do
Yeah.
any of that. It depends on
Yeah,
the
cuz
material and all that.
well, yeah, and I was told that since it's like I'm still beginning that, maybe just do no more than 30 minutes,
Yeah.
especially since I'm trying to still find like I guess find my footing in the whole situation. Then it just said to start in 30 minutes. And I kind of think of it cuz I used to have well, it's still active, but I haven't done anything in a long time. It's kind of like I used to do movie reviews and stuff on my YouTube channel. And even then, like when I first started out, my reviews used to be like hour long, and then they became shorter and shorter and shorter when I became more comfortable and I realized people want to, like, get to the point of everything. So I think that's why I'm kind of have the same attitude with like podcasts as well. Like, I'm still finding my footing, but I don't want to ramble too long because I could go on tangents about anything. But I'm still finding my footing. So I think like I try to keep it no more than like 30 minutes as of right now, unless it's something that I really like, unless it's like a topic that I'm really passionate about. And then I may go an hour, but I don't think I have yet, or I might split it into two parts or something like
Yeah, sometimes going
that.
off on tangents is good. I mean, I do it for humor. It's a lot of fun ranting about bad movies. I love doing that. I mean, Tom and Jerry is coming out. I'm gonna have so much fun watching that movie.
Oh my God, my daughter's begging me to take her, and I'm just like, oh, God, I don't want
You got H? Don't you have HBO Max?
No, well, no, we don't. We keep like we're dragging our feet on it, but she wants to go to the theater because she misses going to the movie, and like theaters are still open here, so.
Well,
Well, they just started opening here.
tell your daughter that also Corona is still here, so don't even think
Yeah.
that.
Well, if we do, it'll probably be like first thing in the morning where I know like people aren't out. So we can just go in, come back out. Yeah. But yeah, we pick our spots where we go out. So.
Well then, why not just get HBO Max is just $15 a month, and you get all those
Well,
movies. You actually get premiere access. Think about it. You get premiere access to a bunch of
that's true.
films you would otherwise have to see in the theaters. Plus,
We're dragging our feet on it because I'm like, yeah, because you realize now like a lot of great movies that are being released are being released in the theater, but like half of them are going to like HBO Max, So
or
I'm like,
Netflix, or yeah, I mean.
yeah, I have Netflix and we have Disney Plus and we have Amazon Prime, and so I mean, because
Oh,
we don't
is
have
it?
cable at this point,
Okay. So, do you think it's just the fact of these all being subscriptions? Is that the hesitation?
But I mean, it still sounds better than paying cable because like the only reason why I got rid of cable is that my cable bill got up to like $200 like a month, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. So it's and like half the things that are on cable I could catch on streaming for any like anyway for half the price, so
Yeah.
or like a fraction of the price. So I might get HBO Max, but I'm dragging my feet on it.
Why are you dragging your feet on it?
Well, because like I don't know, it's more like my husband because he's like another subscription. I'm like, I get it. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, how do you, so is he like, whenever you get a subscription, honey, what are you doing? I thought we talked about this. No more subscriptions.
No, well, it's not even like that. He's more like, oh, that's another like bill to add to our bills, which is not bad because we're not hard off. It's just, I don't know, because things have kind of shifted a little bit because I'm working from home now and I'm doing more freelance work now. So it's kind of like changed the dynamic a little bit. And
Okay.
I get it because it's like nobody wants to add like an extra bill, but like to be fair, it is only like an extra, what, less than $20 a month.
No, it's
So,
not $20. It's 15, though.
well, like 15, yeah, $15 a month. And then with
And
Amazon and
free
like Disney, you
trial.
only pay like once a year. So,
I mean, and you also get free 7 days. So it's like you only have to start paying for it. You can just go on it and check it out. Be like, yeah, free.
I
You
can
get to
catch
be
this
on
and
there for
this.
free.
Oh, that's what I did with Hulu.
So I mean, that's what it seems to be part of your podcast. I mean, talking about nerd culture.
Nerdy stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of DC on HBO Max and anime films. So
Well, yeah, and that kind of and that would balance it out because I mean, because I don't have a preference, like, although I do lean more towards Marvel, but Disney Plus
no.
has Marvel, but yeah.
Oh,
But
okay.
I do want to see the Snyder cut of Justice League, though. And I'm
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
crap.
No. Okay. Maybe I should back that up. When I said, yeah, they have DC. Now I just thought about it. I'm like, no, DC's not in a spot right now.
I think they could recover.
They
I just don't
could.
know how.
They could. I feel like with certain directors, they're taking the vision, or they're taking some great liberties. But most of the times I've just seen misses more than hits. And with that Snyder, that's the out of all things that's coming as far as DC films, I think that's the least to look forward to. Because even in the trailer, I'm like, this
That's a
has so
lot,
many red
right?
flags. I mean, they just
Well,
released a poster where they had the Joker or Jared Leto Joker posed as Jesus Christ
yeah, I
and
saw that. I'm
live in
just
a
like,
civil
that's not right.
society, which is
Yeah,
based off
and
of a meme, by the way.
yeah.
A meme this guy is using as like an actual dramatic line to speak Bill.
That's not good.
Like,
Not good.
I'm probably encouraging you not to get a Bleacher Max.
But that kind of wants me to watch it more because, like, I like train wrecks like that. Because I actually tried to give Batman and Superman a chance. Like, the first time I watched it, I was like, it's not that bad. But then, like, I watched it at home because I bought it. And then after looking at it again, I'm like, oh, it is trash. Like, it's like horrible. And then, I don't know, just from there, it just kind of went downhill.
No,
I mean, the
most.
first Wonder Woman was okay.
No, I like the first Wonder Woman. The second one was not good. The second one, yeah.
I haven't watched the second one because
Okay.
I've heard mixed reviews about it, and then I actually read like the whole summary of it. Like I read everything that happened because I went on Wikipedia, and I was just like, this sounds dumb. So I was like, it's not worth
Yeah,
wasting money on.
I watched it. I mean, it's pretty much a kid's cartoon that thinks it's a little deeper than that.
Well, I think they went off part of the comic book with like the Dreamstone thing, but just
Yeah.
explaining like yeah, but like how like they brought him back and stuff, like I don't know. Like when I read about it, I was confused, but I'm like, I guess that makes sense because his body did blow up. But I'm thinking, I don't know. Like I don't
Well,
like think they could have went about it a different way.
No, I mean, there was a lot of things about that narratively that didn't work. I mean, we made a big joke about it. I even put it on Insta Reels and TikTok. One of the biggest like hilarious plot holes in that film is regarding the character Barbara and the fact that her physical appearance all relies on whether or not she puts on her glasses.
Oh my God.
When she has her glasses on, her boss hates her. Everybody thinks she's the ugliest person on the planet, and they just want to bully her. And then
And
when
then she
she
takes
has
them
a,
off.
she takes them off, and everybody wants to have sex with her.
Yep, it's that Clark Kent Superman complex thing, you know. Clark Kent takes his glasses off. Oh my God, it's Superman. He puts them on. Oh, it's just Clark. Like,
Even a guy like even like old people in their 70s are like looking to hit on her. I was like, well, okay, I'm not ageist or anything, but it's just, I mean, the movie is just all over. It's just so,
over the place.
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of heard it was like all over the place and it was like very lazy writing.
Oh no, the writing was the writing never made it like. Stuff they introduced in that film, like the invisible jet, is just let's pull things out of her butt and hey, you know what? Go
I
with
mean,
it.
that's part of the comic, but I'm like, yeah, that's kind of really hard to explain, like in real life.
Well, the
And then I,
yeah,
and then,
well,
did, and then I read that he taught her how to like throw lightning or something.
no,
Oh.
well, this is what happened. It's just that, not meaning to kind of go on this, but and I'm not looking at this as like comic book accuracy because I really don't go into films trying to look for it to be
For
like the
comic book
comic.
accuracy, yeah, because they're gonna take creative liberties regardless.
Yeah, no, I look at it from a creative side and just from like script writing and everything. By that, it's yeah, it is sloppy, but the fact is she has the superpower to turn things invisible and she only brings it up once just
And
for the visible jet. Yeah, that's the thing is. The creation of the visible jet is her letting Steve Trevor know that, or not Steve, well, okay, yeah, Steve Trevor, letting him know, yeah, I have the superpower that I can turn things invisible, and I've had it for all this time. I'm like, okay, why do you just talk about it now just to introduce
Yeah.
the visible jet and then never bring it up again for the rest of the movie? And I mean
Yeah.
those things that I'm just like, all right. And I mean, really, I'm fine whether I like a DC movie or not. The biggest thing
Yeah.
that gets me is just the fans around it, how crazy they get
Yeah.
in films, and that every
Yeah.
time they watch a film, they can't just love a film. They have to go in
They
and
have
make
to pick it apart.
Marvel versus
Yeah.
DC, to, not picking apart, but just using
Yeah.
this to attack people who love Marvel films.
Yeah, and like I'm a fan of both. Like growing up, I was more DC than Marvel because I really didn't get into Marvel until I was maybe, I guess until the first Iron Man came out. I mean, I watched like those bad cartoons in the 90s where they had the Iron Man cartoon and like the Fantastic Four. Yeah, like I remember growing up watching those, but I really didn't become a fan of like DC. Like I didn't really appreciate it until I was older, but like I grew up with DC, I mean Marvel. I grew up with DC because like everybody liked Batman and Superman and things like that. But yeah, but I like both. I have an appreciation for both. Although if we're talking about movies, like to be fair, Marvel as of right now has the better movies, but I try not to put one against the other,
I don't like I just want to
Yeah.
watch a DC movie without having to address the DC fans going, well, this was a Marvel movie, because I'm just freaking sick of that. But I get that every time I watch
Yeah.
a DC movie, and
And
it's
I think that's what
exactly
people
the
were
same.
expecting with the Justice League. They were expecting it to be kind of like the Avengers, especially since Joss Whedon took over. But I'm just like, you can't compare the two because they're two different, they have two different kind of dynamics. Like the stories are going to be different.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't really see the Marvel fans like try to make that. It's always the DC fans. Whenever they want to have other people love this DC movie, they have to
They
go in
start comparing.
on a long rant about, man, this is why this is why Marvel that, and this Marvel has bad storytelling because people tell jokes. I'm like, wait. So
Yeah, I don't
no,
know. I actually like the joke.
I love reading these tweets because they're so ridiculous. They make no sense
Yeah.
whatsoever, but it is
Yeah.
annoying having to watch a DC film, and then the first thing I think of is, okay, now I have to review this as someone who enjoys most of the Marvel content, and I know my opinion is going to get blasted because of that.
That's why I kind of like when I used to do movie reviews, I kind of stayed away from like comic book movies because I'm like, I don't want the drama behind it because there's always going to be like one person's going to have a comment that's going to like drag what I say and then it's going to like snowball into this whole thing where there's like, it kind of takes apart what the original review was. So, yeah.
But
Yeah.
I mean, there's other films besides Justice League. I mean, and even regarding
Yeah.
DC, there's also the Suicide Squad film that's also going to come out this year. Again, on
Yeah.
HBO Max. And Godzilla, Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pop culture
Yeah.
movies on there.
There's a lot of good things going on HBO Max that I've seen like advertisements for. So, like I said, I've been thinking about it. We're just dragging our feet.
All right. Well,
So,
whatever it helps. I mean, again, it is just a subscription, and
yeah.
the
And it's not that expensive,
financial,
though.
yeah, yeah, it isn't. I mean, I thought it was, but then looking at the deal, I mean, you do get quite a bit for $15 a month.
Yeah.
It's,
Yeah.
yeah. Now, besides talking about comic, I mean, you talk all geek related shenanigans, but also, I mean, even some things just regarding around real life, like you have an episode about finding clarity during COVID-19, and
Yeah, like yeah, because I also talk about things like self-care and mental health as well. Like especially like yeah, this pandemic kind of like put a lot of things in perspective for me. Like I said before, like everything started, I was a dental assistant, and I kind of hated it. Like I went into the career thinking, okay, well this is a trade. Like I was a stay-at-home mom for like 4 years almost, so I was basically like a stay-at-home mom, and then I was like, I'll return to work. So then I went to school for dental assisting. Kind of like in school, I kind of felt like, how like you go into something and you kind of feel like this doesn't feel like it's a fit, but I'll try it anyway. But I did that, graduated, and then I went like worked for an office, kind of didn't like it, went to another office, felt uncomfortable from the start. And then the pandemic happened. And when the pandemic happened, I kind of was relieved because I didn't have to like go to a place that I hated. And I felt that was like a clear sign, like, why am I in a career that I don't enjoy? And like before then, I was like a writer, and I was like, maybe I should go back to doing that. So I dabbled in like a little bit of freelancing during the pandemic. Then I started a podcast, and then I returned back to work. And like when I returned back to work, I thought things would be like a little bit better, but it kind of went downhill from there. And then I just realized that I'm at that age where I need to just do what makes me happy, and like dental assisting didn't make me happy. And luckily, I got laid off. So I kind of feel like things happen for a reason. So when I got laid off, I was like, okay, I can start working from home again. And I started doing freelance work for full time. And then I started doing like my podcast as well, and like I'm in a much better place. So I feel like, yeah. So I feel like I explained it like a lot more during the episode, but yeah, it kind of like gave me clarity because like I'm in a place right now where I shouldn't just do things just, you know, unless it makes me happy. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I hope I'm not rambling, but I feel like I am.
No, Miss,
Yeah.
you deserve to talk as much as you can. I mean,
Okay.
I for to just have fun discussions with you about you and about the stuff you enjoy
Okay.
doing and what your podcast is about. Another thing I want to bring up, though, I find interesting, and it might even be an add almost to Anchor, but at the beginning of a few of these episodes, I would hear you talk about Anchor. And the end of it is getting paid regardless of view count. Now, I don't have Anchor yet, but I've been thinking about converting to Anchor. I mean, what would you say to someone who
Wants
has,
to try it out? Well, because it's easy to sign up. Sorry, my headphone came out.
That's
It's easy to sign up. Basically, you could download the app. And I know you can use it on like your laptop and your Chromebook too. And the cool thing about it is like an easy setup. It's easy to like basically the navigation's very easy. It shows you how to record, how you can add sounds. I'm still kind of figuring out the editing a little bit, but like it's not that difficult. And then also as far as the paid advertising goes, I think when you get started, they say if you would like to receive money for advertising, we can help you out with that. And they give you like a little script that you can say. And basically they say, you know, you can wing it, but we basically need you to say this, and this during the ad. And they said you could add it in any part of your episode. So, and it's pretty easy. Like it's like less than a minute. You can add music to it. You can just, you know, make it your own thing, but you just have to say certain things. Like you have to basically say the name of the company, what they do, what they offer, and then go from there. It was easy. I took like less than a minute to record it and add it. So, and I usually add it in the beginning just to get the ad over with, but I'm trying to see if I can still like start putting it in the beginning and stuff, because I know some people like fast forward through it and get to just the episode. But yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I get why people even need ads. I mean, that's a part of revenue, but I find it
Yeah.
interesting you bring that up at the beginning. I mean, that's a almost encouragement for people to go to Anchor more. I mean, right now my base
Yeah.
platform is SoundCloud, and I've been thinking about transferring over to Anchor.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Anchor is like when you add it to Anchor, they'll add it to other platforms as well, that like any place that offers podcasts, like because you can also listen to my podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, I believe on Apple as well, and like other platforms too. So it allows you to add your podcast to any platform that offers podcasts as well. So you can actually keep it on SoundCloud if you want. So that's the cool thing about it too, because they'll give you links to like they'll give you the link for Anchor, but it'll give you the link to the other platforms as well. So
Yeah, that sounds really neat.
yeah.
Now, another thing I've seen is that you, or at least I don't know if this is for sure, but the second or one of the most recent recordings is called Season 2 Premiere. Hello, 2021.
Yeah, like I just started season two a couple of weeks ago. Like I've been kind of slacking a little bit because I've been kind of swamped with like writing and everything, but hopefully I'm gonna try to record like a couple of episodes this week and try to like upload them later in the week and stuff. But yeah, I did season one and I stopped right before Christmas just to give myself a little bit of break and just, you know, just to spend time with family. And then we had some other stuff going on, like we had personal things going on and stuff. And then I said I'm gonna start like again into the new year, so that's why I made it into season two. So I don't know how many episodes I'm gonna do per season, but yeah, I figure it was like a nice fresh start to start again. So
Yeah, I mean that's an interesting thing for
yeah.
that I would hear about for those who split their podcasts up into seasons. That's not something I
Yeah.
norm do for my show, but I
Yeah.
always find that interesting how or how other people go about producing their shows and
Yeah.
just have that span
And
of
then,
time.
and then when you type in the information on Anchor, it'll tell like you'll have the things like, you know, name of the episode, and you can write the detailed of it. And then when you actually do the cover art for like, I guess the clip art for each episode, it has in little windows like which season it is, what episode it is, and if it's like bonus or like, you know, just a regular episode and things like that. So I thought that was a neat thing to anchor too. So
Yeah, no, I think Anchor and everything you're doing, I mean, there are, I mean, just the positivity that you add in your podcasts. I mean, also talking about, I mean, serious things going on to or on life, but just I just really enjoy your content, and even some of the things when besides talking about just nerd stuff and then talking about life, also bringing up or positivity towards or not positivity, but just talking about black characters in or like your recent one talking about honoring female black comic book characters.
And that's so I need to catch up on that because like I feel bad because I was supposed to do it like I was supposed to do it for the entire month of February, but I still have like a couple of characters lined up because I saw a couple other people do it on Instagram where they were talking about because it's Black History Month and they were talking about like characters throughout comic books that some don't really get acknowledged. Like we know like well-knowns like Black Panther and like Storm from like X-Men and things like that, but there's so many characters throughout like the comic book realm that are of color that we really don't discuss. And I thought like that was a cool idea, but especially like women, because like I mean female characters within the comic book you know realm where they're still kind of like second to like you know other ones. I mean not as much as it was like years ago, but like there's still some female characters that are really powerful that we don't really discuss. So that's why I was trying to bring like that to the forefront. So and hopefully I can hopefully if I'm gonna try to record later tonight and hopefully I have it up by tomorrow, like my next one. So
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, regardless of it's Black History Month, I mean, I'm sure it may bring more light to more or
More characters
yeah.
that
Yeah. Now, have you brought your platform onto places like TikTok or
No, I was thinking about starting Reels. Like I've been trying to avoid TikTok because I feel like I'm too old for TikTok. But I
No,
like,
you're
but there's
not.
a couple of like my I know, trust me, I'm not, but like there's still like a couple of my friends that just started using TikTok and I'm like, ugh, I don't even know what to do on TikTok. And they're like, it's easy. And I'm like, yeah, but I feel like that's one more thing that I'm probably gonna start and then leave it at the wayside. But I thought about starting Reels because I get on Instagram like a lot.
Yeah.
So, and then Instagram has like a similar thing. So I thought about maybe starting that, but I just don't know where to begin. So,
Well, you could just make little snippets of the podcast recordings that you already have. This 30-second sneak peeks. That's usually a good ad for,
like good way to start.
yeah,
That's
maybe.
what I thought about doing, or just like give an intro of like, hey, next episode is this, blah, blah, blah. And then yeah, I thought about doing that. I used to do little clips of like on my Instagram profile where I used to talk about like upcoming projects or things that I had coming on. So, but it just usually be me like at home or me in the car just randomly talking. So, but yeah, so maybe I will.
Now, the reason I bring that up is that through even this month, I mean, for a long time, but even through this month especially, there have been a lot of black geeks and especially black female geeks who've dealt with a lot of hate on most of, and now a good majority of it has been on either TikTok or Instagram.
Like especially Instagram. Like, luckily on Instagram, you have like a thing where you can turn off comments so you don't have to get like the negativity. But then, like, I feel bad because when you turn off comments, you kind of like cut everybody off. And it's just, I don't know. But I haven't come across any negativity, thank goodness, but like, there's been other friends of mine that have. It's been kind of like daunting, especially like, you know, now with everything going on
And well, I mean,
and stuff.
I've been thinking about this too, because I have several black female geek friends who go through this a lot, and I've been trying to find a solution to it. Now, thankfully, there is one, and I mean, I'm going to pretty much keep promoting this as I talk to more black creatives, but there is an app called Flow, and it's coming
This
out
app called what?
Flow.
What's it called?
Flow.
Flow?
So it's FL. OW, but it's also called Flow Creation. That's the full name of it.
Okay. I'll definitely look that up. And
Now,
what does it do?
so this is basically like TikTok. It has very similar features to TikTok and Instagram and all that. But for one, it is not owned by like TikTok has a big percentage of stake, or at least a big percentage of TikTok stock is owned by the Chinese government. Yeah.
Yeah, because we almost had a thing where we almost weren't allowed to, they almost tried to shut it down in the United States like
Yeah.
last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Chinese government is extremely racist.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some other factors to why TikTok,
Misogynistic too.
the why TikTok has the behavior they do, but many Black creators have experienced just unfair treatment on there of having their content being taken down for no reason, or their lives just not having good experience. And even happens a lot on Instagram too. This is
It happens a lot on YouTube too. Like people like Black creatives like or even like other creatives get like demonetized for something, but then you have somebody who's much more well known and has a bigger audience will do the same thing or do something 10 times worse and slap on the wrist. So
So, to, or not to, Flow is supposed to be
yeah.
that app that is like those things, but except for all that BS. So, the
Huh.
fact that it is an independent business run and own a Black woman named Marcy Pinky, and
Nice.
it's supposed to be one that celebrates the positivity and creativity in creators, regardless of skin color. It is not a Black exclusive app, but is a Black
Yeah.
positive app, which
Yeah.
I think something like this, in a time where a lot of Black creators are getting bullied online, or they're getting their content taken down,
Taking it out. Yeah.
this is something I feel like is a good solution. So th this is coming out March 1st, and I'm going to promote the crud out of it. In fact, well, yeah, so
I'm
very soon.
definitely gonna research it. Yeah.
Well, they're on Instagram, so you could go to Flow Creation or Flow App 2021. You'll be able to find it,
Flow
and
app 24.
yeah,
I
so
definitely am gonna look into that.
definitely, definitely. I think with the podcast that you got, it would be perfect to share your
Yeah.
work on Flow. And now I will say it will launch in a sort of a beta phase of a work in pro. It's not doesn't have all its features of with it at launch, but over time it will grow and grow into being a very, very good competitive app. And they
Hold
even
on a
put
second.
in,
Natalie, mommy's busy. Sorry, my kid's like knocking on the
that's okay. I mean,
It's like I hear tap, 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 tap. I'm like, is she
but
knocking? Because I have
come
my
on,
headphones.
mommy, I'm hungry. Where's my apple juice? Okay, I'm
No, she's fine. Well, she's like five, but she's fine.
okay. No, I get you
Yeah.
are. I mean,
Yeah.
we talked quite a bit about I mean, your love
Yeah.
for your geekery, and also what your podcast is about. So I feel like there isn't
Yeah.
much love, but I'm just wanting to bring that out because I think versus
I'm
some,
really glad you mentioned that because like I feel like especially like there's a lot of platforms, especially with like people of color, that we don't really know about. So and just to like mention it to one person, it just can snowball and it can become like a greater thing. So I'm definitely gonna look into that.
definitely.
And definitely try to give him a shout out somehow.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll like oh maybe I could like does she like accept messages and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably like DM her.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well,
Yeah. Oh, that's I really appreciate you telling me about that.
of course, of course.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever gone to conventions? That'll probably be another
Yeah,
thing.
I used to well, me and my husband, we used to go to like Comic Cons all the time. Actually, my first one was like at my cousin Tiffany, she like goes to the New York Comic Con like every year. Like she volunteers and things like that. And like unfortunately I'd never been to that one because it's like kind of expensive, but I think my first one was the Salt Lake Comic Con. It's now called like Fan X now because there was like a legal issue and they had to change the name and stuff. But that was like my first one. And I remember like I went to that a couple times. I've been to the Rhode Island one. And we have one here because I'm in upstate New York. So we have one in Saratoga Springs. Like I live near Albany, just to give an idea. So they have one in Saratoga Springs. And they also have one, I want to say, in Troy too. But this one in Saratoga is, it's like a little bit smaller, but they still have like pretty decent like things to do. So, and like I don't, I've cosplayed like twice, but I'm not like big into it. Like other people like go all out. Like mine is just very low key. So I've only done it like white
Right.
twice, but it was the same costume. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when cons come back, it would be cool for you to just go back, but
Yeah.
as someone
Yeah, I
who,
do miss it.
yeah, as someone who podcasts, like you could that could really wow some people. Like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
the Awkward Black
Yeah.
Nerd podcast. I've
Those
listened to
podcasts
the
here.
episodes. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, 'cause like I know, yeah, 'cause I know like they're offering like virtual ones, but I feel like it's not the same. Like it's definitely not. So, yeah, especially like if you want like autographs and things like that, where they have this thing where you send the person something, they like you still pay the same amount of money. Like if you would pay, if you were to like meet, like see them face to face, you send it, like send like an item to them, or you buy something from them and they mail it back to you. And I'm like, that's weird. I feel like I shouldn't have to pay like hundreds of dollars for you to sign this and then mail it back to me. Yeah. I mean, I probably sound like dumb for saying that, but I feel like it's not the same.
You know what? If I'll be
Yeah.
honest,
Yeah.
I think autographs are super expensive, and I don't really do that
They
myself.
I only did it once, but it's because it was like a push present because I just had a baby and like I really wanted to meet this person. So I only did it once and I made a big deal about it. And then when I actually saw them face to face, I just said the dumbest thing. So I was like, that was embarrassing.
No, there you
And
go.
now you probably want me to tell the story now.
No, you don't have to. I mean, I'm not.
Okay. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's just like I even thinking about it, I'm like, I can't believe I said that. Of all the things to say, that's the one thing I would say.
You know what? Everybody has said really stupid things in their life, and especially,
I say dumb things all the time. That's what makes me. I'm awkward.
that's the awkward. Okay.
Yeah,
Well,
that's like I'm awkward, socially awkward. So.
no, you are a beautiful human being. You're not that awkward.
Oh.
You know, what? I gave you a compliment.
I'm not.
Was like, you're a beautiful human being. Oh.
And did I roll my eyes or something? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to roll my eyes. I'm just like, okay. So.
All right, fine. I
Sorry.
wait, shut this down.
You're like, I'm gonna stop this right now. Things got awkward.
Fine. Well, you wanted me to call you ugly? I don't do that. No.
No, don't do that. I mean, I'm used to things,
You're an
but
ugly
no.
human being.
You're like, you're ugly or you're fat and you should not be on camera. I'm like, I get it.
No, okay. I
I'm
was
kidding.
trying to lift you up, but now you're going on and being depressing.
I make things weird very quickly. Like, I make things awkward. Like, I say the most inappropriate things. And
No,
if
I
I
mean,
don't, like, my face is very expressive. So sometimes I'll make a face and people are like, really? And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. They're like, nope, but your face did.
no, I
But
do weird, stupid things all the time. I mean, that's part of the entertainment of my main show.
yeah.
And I
Yeah.
go crazy. So,
Yeah.
where do
No, but I
people?
appreciate you calling me a beautiful human. I appreciate it. It's just I'm not used, especially nowadays. People don't usually say nice things like that nowadays. So yeah.
Where do people find your work?
Okay, well, I'm on Instagram, awkward or blurred, awkward blurred girl. You can also find me on Daisy Kane 535. That's like my personal, but like I post like other things on there, like my writing stuff on there. You can find me on Facebook. You can look for the Awkward Black Nerd Podcast. We have a page on there. Also I have a website, daisykane.com. I have a Twitter, but I really don't use it that much. Not as much as I used to, but yeah. I mean, yeah, but yeah. So pretty accessible. Yeah.
This will be on PondSpress, which is any podcast hosting platform you can think of.
Yeah.
Not Anchor at this moment, but they will be on Anchor soon. But I mean, on other platforms,
Yeah.
Spotify, SoundCloud,
Yeah,
all.
you should definitely check it out. Like I said, it's easy to set up, it's free. And I mean, I think you can pay for like other services, but like the thing, like for the free service, you pretty much get a lot. Like it's easy to set up and I enjoy it, so yeah.
And facebook.com/pondspress, instagram.com/pondspress, Twitter at chasepond64. I also do sneak peek clips on
Yeah, I think we
Instagram.
follow each other on Instagram already, right?
No, well, maybe we did. No, I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, but I definitely will.
TikTok, although, when Flow comes out, I'm gonna slowly move away from TikTok to Flow. TikTok is going out of hand with its toxicity, but it's
Yeah, that's another reason why I'm like, I don't even know if I want to dip my toe into
no,
that pond, because I'm like,
let me tell you, my co-hosts, they are for the gaming portion of my show. They're both of them are black, and I would tell my co-host Rihanna, or one of my co-hosts Rihanna, I
yeah.
would never want to see you deal with TikTok because you are going to get
Oh my God.
24 as a Twitch streamer or a black female.
Oh my God.
So
Well,
yeah,
like in
don't
a
deal with
gaming,
TikTok.
like in gaming, like guys are terrible to like female gamers anyway. Like I feel like.
Well,
Or am I wrong about that?
yes and no. I mean, it depends on what type of community. I'll say there are some friendly gaming communities together.
Yeah. But I have a couple of female friends that are on Twitch, and like some of the things that are said to them, I'm just like, really? Like, does
Yeah.
this come, like, do they think about this before they say it? And my
No.
friends are like, probably not. It just comes out of their mouth. And like one friend of mine, she lets it roll off her back. And another friend of mine, she'll actually engage them. And I'm like, don't engage with that stupidity. But she's confrontational, so
Well, that's
will.
probably at something like Fortnite or Call of Duty, and those games I just mute everybody. But there are games that aren't like that. I mean, I guess it depends on the if it's just a really huge multiplayer shooter, you're gonna bet that there's gonna be people like that, and whether you want to confront that is totally up to you. But yeah, just things going on. I mean, to be honest though, I think TikTok is much worse. And I know I don't speak for the female gamers or black female gamers, but I'll tell you, with that, you can mute them and just go about your business and keep enjoying gaming, while TikTok, all of that is up in your face, and the community guidelines is not in your favor for all that to go away. So that is why I still say, yeah, but if anything, TikTok is worse. But even if not, my friend Rihanna, she doesn't really do shooter, or she doesn't really play shooters. So I mean, she's able to avoid all that because she mostly plays strategy games and family like games. So I mean, yeah.
That's kind of how I am too. Like I play like, don't make fun of me. I play like The Sims and things like that. And I do like fighting games. Like I'll do Mortal Kombat and I'll do like Injustice and things like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, I'm not like really into like the shooting games because I'm terrible at it.
I'm into
So
all games, so I mean, I don't really have a preference, but it
yeah,
depends.
I'm willing to try any game, but I know my strengths and weaknesses in like shooting games like Call of Duty are one of my weaknesses. Because
Yeah.
I'm that dummy that'll like be running like freely, and you're like, oh, there's a person just randomly running. I bet I can hit them from here, and you can totally hit me because I don't know where I'm running
Yeah.
to.
Well, Miss, I just have so much fun talking to you. I just hope you enjoy the rest of the day, because I know your son wants your attention, and I should probably not.
It's my daughter. Yeah,
Your
she's
daughter,
actually like
sorry.
behind me. Like, right, yeah, she's like behind me right now. Like, I hear like tapping, and I'm like,
Okay.
Natalie, what are you doing?
Yeah, you
Yeah,
know.
but she's fine. But I appreciate this.
Of course. Of course. You just
Yeah,
have, like.
and reach out to me anytime. Yeah, definitely. Like, you can follow me and just like reach out to me, send me emails and stuff, and I could definitely do this again. So, all
Listen, you just have a good one. See ya.
right, you too.